All right, back into Siman Kuf Yud over here. Let's. This is our last year of the Zman until after Pesach. I think after Pesach we're not going to continue Kuf Yud, even though we're not finishing over here. I think we're going to go into Machalit. I mean, it gives us a lot of time to really learn those sugyas as well, which is very good because they're very lemaisa sugyas. Okay, so we're in the middle of Sifhet. What? Yeah, I think we're going to skip Kuf Yud Aleph. I think that's. I think everyone does. Meaning, I mean, not everybody, but okay. The second half of Sifhei and Sifvav is about Kavod Rabbanan. So Kavod Rabbanan is a bit of a confusing topic. I mean, Kavod Arais is pretty straightforward. 9 stores sell Basar Shchuta, 1 sells Basar Nevela. You went into one of those stores. You don't remember which store you went into. Kol Kavok Mechzal Mechza. And we had the case of the Ra'a and the case of the Ran. And okay, so we had these discussions. That's all within Kavod Arais. The case at first glance of Kavod Rabbanan, L'chora, has nothing to do with Kavua, meaning it doesn't even sound like a case of Kavua at all. That's why it's only Kavua Midrabanan, because on the Daraisa level it's really not Kavua. In Binas Adam Osalif, he says Kavua Drabanan Ketzad. So what's he just summarizes? What's a Kavua Drabanan? Hareshin Nesarev Berio Chatichori Liskabil Balchai. If you have something that's a Dover Choshuv that does not become Batel. Even though it's not nicker, Nasan Cham Din Kavua Shalol Levatel. The Cham gave it a din of Kavua that it doesn't become Batel. V'Nasa Kiilu Hukar Iser Delo Shayich Bebitel. What's the case? Case is one animal with a psul, like an animal that's pigle or was Yatzal Chutz Mechitzas or something like that, gets mixed in with other animals, right? So it's not batel, it's balchai, it's not batel. So the Gemara says, I live till Baruba. The Gemara says, no, balichayim chashivi, velo batili, right? That's what the Gemara in Zvachim talks about. That one animal that's possible gets mixed in with other animals. The Gemara says that it's not batel. Why isn't it batel? Balichayim ar chashiv la batel. Asks the Gemara, okay, it's not batel, but v'nim shochad minayu. Why don't you take one out of the mixture? And then you'll use it, and you don't need to rely on bittel. So the Gemara answers, because then you could just say, "Call the parish merub the parish." So the Gemara says, "No, no, you can't do that. Havale kavua." What? Well, why is that kavua? So Chazal goes there that a dover chashuv does not become bittel, that it's not bittel in the mixture, and they were also goes there that a dover chashuv doesn't have the kula of call the parish merub the parish. Meaning, bittel and kol deparish are two different things. Bittel barov is when it's in the taroves. Kol deparish is when it's outside of the taroves. So, both bittel and kol deparish merub parish don't apply to a davar chashuv. So, the fact that that bittel doesn't apply to davar chashuv, that's what we've already discussed. We spent a few simanim discussing those things. But the idea that kol deparish merub parish, that's the notion of kavua midrabanan. They declare that it always has the status of kavua, even if it's parish. So what if I have all different kinds of meat, and I find out that one of them is treif? Meaning, I have davar chashuv, I have cuts of steak, and I have beef jerkies, and hot dogs, and whatever. So some things that are chashuv, and some things that are not chashuv. And I find out that one of them is treif, but I have no idea which one. I don't know which one is treif. So I don't know if it's a davar chashuv, or if it's not a davar chashuv, right? So the Rashba says that whatever is there is kavua, and I don't say bittel because there's a din rabban and the chaticha ruyel iskabit is not bittel. So if I'm mafresh a chaticha that's not ruyel iskabit, meaning there are all sorts of cuts of meat from the animal, the din should be mutter, right? Why? If I take a piece that's not ruyel iskabit, the chor of the din should be mutter. Why? Because mimanav shach it should be mutter. If the treifus was the royal iskabe piece, then this is obviously not that piece, and there's nothing to talk about. I mean, I took a hot dog. There's all sorts of fancy cuts of steak and brisket and everything else. I grabbed a hot dog. So if the treifa piece was chatichori iskabe, so that's not what I have. I don't have the chatichori iskabe. This is not that piece. And if the treifa piece was ainu royal iskabe, well, ainu royal iskabe becomes batel. So it's already batel. Meaning, even though there's a greater chance that the hot dog I took is that piece, if the piece is in a real iskabe, but it's got to become batel. So you would think that it would be mutter. So that's a chazal made gzeir derabanan that if you're a poreshit, it's still aser. The Shulchan Aruch explains, even if Chatich Shein Ru'i L'Skabe, Shein HaKol Bekin Bazeh, V'yitu Ben Ru'i L'Skabe L'Shein Ru'i. That even a Chatich Shein Ru'i L'Skabe were still going to be Gozer. They were Gozer that Chatich Ru'i L'Skabe is not Batel, and that if you take out an Ein Ru'i L'Skabe, it's going to be Asir. So there are two dinim. There's Bittul Barov and called the Parish. In Bittul Barov, there's a Gezer of Chatich Ru'i L'Skabed. If you want to be Mafresh a piece, if it's Ru'i L'Skabed, it's part of that same Gezer. But even if it's Ein Ru'i L'Skabed, it's still Asr Mishum the Gezer. Right? So that's the din of Kavua Midrabbanan. Right? So again, we have very clearly that if you have a Dover that something that's Chatich Ru'i L'Skabed gets mixed in with a Rov, it does not become Batul Barov because it's Chatich Ru'i L'Skabed. Good. That we knew before we ever started Simen Kuf Yud. But now we learned that even if you have a whole mix of different meats, so I might think that if I take one piece of meat out of the taroves, that I could assume, okay, that's for sure going to be kosher, because called the parish merubah parish, particularly if I took an ein ru'i l'skabed, because then I could say mimanav shuch. If the chatich ru'i l'skabed was the treifa one, so that's not what I have in my hand. And if the chatich shein ru'i l'skabed was the treifa one, it was already batal barov when it was b'taroves. So the whole thing is going to be mutter. So that's the din kavua midrabanan. Chacham Sadam says that it's a gezeira. The gezeira is a siyag for kavua daraisa. Because since in a butcher store you have to be machmir, so if you be mekel on ein ru'i l'skabed, you'll come to be mekel even by ru'i l'skabed. Now in Hilchos Shechita and Siman Tazayin, there's a din of osov espino. So what happens if you shechted the mother and the offspring is somewhere on the farm, but you didn't track whose mother is who? So you don't know which animal is the offspring of that mother. You know that this cow is a mother, it has offspring, but you don't know which cow is the offspring of it. So animals, you know, there's no way to tell. Animals don't like, meaning you don't say, oh, the one that, goes home to mommy every night, or the one that, that dresses just like his siblings. You know, like, with animals, as soon as mom is no longer needed, there's no relationship, right? Life is not a Disney movie. That's a lot of people have, like when my fish had 10 babies once. That was one time we had a Simen Bracha. We had like 10 baby fish born in the tank once. So those, the brothers and sisters, they're fish. There's no brother, there's no sister, there's no Nemo, it doesn't work that way with animals. So you're never going to be able to find which one is the baby of that mother. I know, I guess you could do genetic testing or something like that nowadays. But anyway, so in Simen Tazayim, we discussed that case. He is Shech the mother. The offspring is somewhere on the farm, you just don't know which one it is. So Balchai is not Batel. So the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tazayin, Sif Yud Beis, says that if the mother or the daughter were Shechted today and the living one is mixed with other animals, Nichbashinu Dinaidi. Nichbashinu Dinaidi. What does that mean? Nichbashinu Dinaidi? So Taz explains it means Yaka Osam Vitardo Mimakum Kavua Vaz Nelech Acharov. You can't pick one. Because then, kol kavo kamechzal mechzal dami. So I don't care how many animals you have on the farm. If you pick one, you might be picking the wrong one, the one that's usher. So what do? Scare them. Like, take a blowhorn and just, whatever. I don't know how you blow. I don't know what you do. But take a blowhorn and just make a loud noise. They'll all run away. Call the parish Muru parish. They'll scatter in a million different directions. Call the parish Muru parish. Take a firecracker, throw it into the, into where all the animals are. And they'll all just run away. They'll be scared. And call the parish Muru parish. Problem is, l'chora kavua d'rabbanan should take away that possibility, no? And Shulchan Aruch over there says you could do that. It's called the parsh miru parsh. What did we just say? That it's gezer of kavua mid rabbanan.
Why was it ever kavua in the first place?
Because they're in b'mekamah.
We don't know which one it is.
It was nicker b'mekamah originally. Originally it was nicker b'mekamah at some point, right?
What's in terms like that? Was it tamachot before it started?
Yeah, I guess the that's where it lives. So that's its makom. Then when you just scatter them in a million different places. So then, yeah. But l'chor, no, that's kavod rabbanon l'chor, right? How do we define kavod rabbanon? That's not really kavod. It's parish, but it's a davar chashuv. Kavod rabbanon is just a fancy way of saying that we don't have the heter called the parish meruba parish heter. We don't have the principle of called the parish meruba parish when it comes to a davar chashuv. When it comes to Chatich Ru'i L'Skabed, when it comes to a Balchai. So why over there by Hilchos Shechita, by Yosef Espino, that's okay? This is it's difficult. It's a difficult kasha. there's a the Pesachei Tshuva, the Simchat Nedalot that we started yesterday, in the second half of the Pesachei Tshuva, he has a Chasam Sofer that he quotes. It's a long Pesachei Tshuva. Ayin Tshuva's Chasam Sofer Simchat Yites. Al Dvar Isha Ba'alas Chamisha Avazel Shchutos. Right, a woman who is a balas chamisha avazel shchutos. She owns five shechted geese. Echot shemachar mehem liisha achas avza v'chatzi avza. So one and a half she sold to one woman. Od marcha lechaverta beis avazel. Then she sold two more geese to another woman. So how many are left? She had five. She sold one and a half to one, two to the other, and that means she got one and a half left, right? Ubitchila yigbiya avza achas l'knosa v'shuv hashniya v'halchala v'yishira avza mechza b'bayis. Meaning she sold them one at a time, but ultimately she sold one and a half to one, two to another person, and she left one and a half back in the house. Shuv achra kalza nimtza trefus bechim in the korkavanim. Right? Always happens. You know, at least in some computer it always happens. She mixed all the kishkas together, and then she went and found that one of the korkavanim had a trefa. So one of these geese was a trefa. Vine achas umechsa shapir shu rishona ein basavik to mutarim. So the first one and a half that were poresh, that's for sure mutar. Ach b'shtayim achronim nistapku alomdim. But it was a big tumult in the base of Medrash. What about the next two that she sold? I mean, first she sold one and a half. So how many were left after? If she started with five and sold one and a half, how many were left? Five minus one and a half, three and a half. Now if she sold two of those three and a half, they are the rove, right? Chada dilma mashik bia achas v'lo tziya adayim mibayis lo mikri firu shat shiyatsu maya bayis nimsa shayim b'bas achas pirshu v'lo shira l'achas mechza v'lek aruba. Do we have a rove over here? So it depends how you're going to analyze it. Are you going to look at it that since she lifted one, gave that to the customer, lifted the other, gave that to the customer, so each one was meruva, was coming from, was the minority and was coming from a rove? Or do you say, no, since the customer left with a bag, with two geese in the bag, so at the same time, both were taken at the same time, but it was two out of three and a half, so there is no rove. That it was one at a time, and then it came from the rove called Parish. Then he gets into the technicality of, wait a second, to say Bittel Brov, do you need to be Chad Betray? Or can it just be 51%? Okay, leaving that out. Or the Chasam Sofer Sheshe Barichus, the Hela the Beinian Pirish Lo Bina Dafka Sheyatsa Me'abayis, Al Kol She Pirish Mimakom Al Derech Prish Name Karuba Parish, Meruba Parish. La Fuke, meaning when it comes to Pirish, it doesn't have to have left the house as long as it was Pirish Mimakomo, then it's called Meruba Parish. La Fuke Misha Balas Havazos Hinia Avza Muvez Shalal Lamakom Acher Beli Kavanas Prisha. Meaning if Stam, you know, she has geese in the house, so sometimes it's that goose's turn to go to that room and sometimes that, so then it's not going to call Pirish. But if she's picking one up to sell it, to move it out of the house, then that's called Pirish. And certainly Isha Cheresh Yigbiya L'shem Kinyi V'lishtana Mishul Sushos Tevade Mikri Pirish Alkein Avza Rishon Tevade Yatsa Behetet. So the first one definitely a heter. What about the second one? It only left one and a half behind. Is that called rove? So Dov Shem is in Shalom. Fine. Ach, kol zeh shayich kisharutzim lechol kol atarovas mitam bitul brov. That's if you want to eat the whole tarovas based on bitul brov. Aval benidon didan damir meirube de atere parish v'nishar b'mekomo nishar b'isura. Pasha te inkan machlokas. Ukuliyama sagi buruba kihai belomini kiva omini. He's talking about 2-to-1 ratio versus 51%. Here it is. Elashiyesh kan ksas pikfuk acher. He said, but wait, I got another problem. Bahu, tareyachati minavzal zuanasharis bivayas, kivar pirsha bahutra. This is going back to what we said yesterday. Remember we said yesterday, if you have the chicken leg, right? Or before even the case of the chicken leg, you have half of chicken that you want to paskin asar on, and half of a chicken that you want to paskin mutar on, right? So we had three possibilities, right? That meaning one, half of it was pirish, half of it's kavua. So do you say kol kavua kamech sal mechsa, and therefore even the half that's pirish is holich after the kavua? Do you say kol the parish miru parish, and therefore even the part that's kavua is holich after the parish? Or do you say, like Pri Chadosh says, half of this chicken is treif, half of this chicken is kasha, right? That's and remember the strong, very strong about that. If you're not comfortable saying that, get out of Yaradeya. You don't belong in Yaradeya. Okay, good. That's the Pri Chadosh's approach. Now says the Chasam Sofer, or the Pesachei Teshuva, according to the Chasam Sofer, that over here you have a problem. The woman sold 1.5, right? And was left with 1.5 in the end. She sold 1.5, then sold 2, and then was left with 1.5. So the 1.5 that she initially sold, we have no doubt. What's the halacha of the 1.5 she initially sold? Called the parish, miruva parish. It's for sure okay, right? The 1.5 she has left is also, meaning what he's trying to say, is also going to be the rov. Meaning, what's going to happen? When she sold the 2, if you view the selling of the 2 as selling 1 and then 1. So she sold 1.5, so that was 1.5 out of 5, called the parish, miruva parish. Then she had 3.5 left. She sold another one. So that was 1 out of 3.5. So that's called the parish miru parish. Now she has 2.5 left. And she sells another one. So it's 1 out of 2.5, called the parish miruba parish, right? Because she's leaving 1.5 behind and selling 1, called the parish miruba parish, right? So he says, wait, not so fast. Maybe miruba parish means you need a 2-to-1 ratio. You only have a 1.5-to-1 ratio over here. He says, nah, you don't need a 2-to-1 ratio. 1.5-to-1 ratio is fine. For whatever reason, right? He says, but wait, maybe you don't even have a 1.5-to-1 ratio. Why not? Maybe it's a 1-to-1 ratio. Because the other half that you still have is another half of the 1.5 that you originally sold. No? Anyone following this? Are we good over here? You originally sold 1.5, yeah? And what are we passing when you originally sold 1.5? She has 5 geese. I can't tell if everyone thinks this is just too obvious, or if no one's following anything. Like, talk to me over here. Like, it's just I can't tell if the looks are, you know, it's hard with the mask. If the look is, we heard you the first 12 times, or if the look is, I don't know what the heck you're talking about, and get on to the next topic so we can start something fresh. I have no idea. Can someone translate? No? Don't worry. Okay. Okay. You're with Murray? Okay. So good. So let's start this again, because it's not so complicated. You have 5 geese. It could be anything, but let's pick geese because that's the biscuit you've had. So you have 5 geese. You shechted the geese, right? They're all delicious pieces of meat. Five animals. So the woman goes, and at the end of the day, after she sold whatever she sold, she started checking through the kishkas of these animals and found that one of them was a treifa, but she can't identify which one is a treifa, right? But what happened before she found that out? Before she found out the one was a treifa, first she goes over to Sarah, and well, let's say Sarah is the woman that has 5 geese. So Sarah goes over to Rivka and says to Rivka, "I want to sell you a goose and a half." Rivka says, "Great, I want to buy a goose and a half. It's exactly, it's my family tradition. We eat geese in our seder, so I'm buying a goose and a half." Gevaldik. So when they later find out in a week from now that there was a treifa in the mix, is Rivka okay with her goose and a half?
This is before the
Leidus. She bought it before there was a Leidus Safek. Now she knows there's something, she hasn't eaten it yet. Is she okay to eat it?
Yeah.
Yes. Why?
Parish.
Called the parish miruba parish, right? She bought it. There was no Safek at the time. Called the parish miruba parish, it should be perfectly fine. Yeah? Then Sarah goes over to Leah. And Sarah says to Leah, I'm selling geese. Leah says, great, I need a goose. So, okay, here's a goose. She gives her that goose. That first goose that she gives her, is that going to be okay? Meaning when they find out later on that there is a treif in the mix, is that going to be okay? Yeah, why? called a varish. Meaning, why is it? Why is there a rove? Because there's still a rove. Meaning, there's a rove left with the original seller still, right? So this, it's still coming from a rove. It's being parish from, right, from a rove. Meaning, there's only one non-kosher animal in the mix, and Sarah is left with 3.5 geese at this point. So the majority of what Sarah is left with is kosher. So if you take one from the 3.5, it's called a parish, meruba parish, yeah? Then Leah says, oh wait, I forgot, we're having company, I need another goose. So what does Sarah do? Okay, great, I'm looking to sell all these geese. Gives her another goose. Is that second goose going to be kosher? How much does that leave Sarah with? 1.5 it leaves her with. Meaning she had 2.5 left. She started with 5. Sold 1.5 to Rivka. That left her with 3.5. Sold another 1 to Leah. That left her with 2.5. Now she sells another 1 to Leah. So of the 2.5, there's one that's not kosher. Right? There's one that's not kosher. And called a parish, meruba parish. So the majority is kosher. So it's good. You had 2.5. You took one and you gave it to Leah. So now it's kosher. Leah should be good. Everything should be great. As far as Leah is concerned. Says the Chasam Sofer, I don't know about that. Maybe to say that it's parish, meruba parish, you need a 2-to-1 ratio of heter to iser. So he says, no, you don't need a 2-to-1 ratio. As long as it's more than 50%, it's fine. So there were 2.5 animals, only one was not kosher, that means 1.5 were kosher, called the parish, meruba parish, you're fine. Says the Chasam Sofer, but wait. She had 2.5 before she sold that last one. That half has another half somewhere else. Right? That half belongs to you're not going to be able to split that half from the half that you have elsewhere. Right? You're not going to be able to split it from the half that you sold to the first lady, because it's the same animal. Right? That's what he's saying at the end. Efshar, the Yeshlomar, the Efshar Litzarif Hachatzi Avzol Lusvuka Klal. Maybe I can't bring this half into the Safek. And therefore, I'm not really left with 2.5 when I sold the last one. I'm selling the last one as 1 out of 2. And guess what 1 out of 2 is not? It's not a rove. V'haver rak tarov schad b'chad! V'lek alameim rov parish. Whoa. So now you lose the Mirub Parish. Again, if you're comfortable with the Pre-Chadash, you got no problem. What does this half have to do with that half? This is a different shayla. So there's no problem. But if you think that the two halves are connected to each other, so this is no longer part of the Safik. What's part of the Safik is what's left behind. And second, Mikol Makom Behafsid Meruba V'Isser Kavua D'Rabbanon Nearly Da'meka Lo Hifsid. Since this is only an Isser Kavua Mid'Rabbanon, Hamake lo hifsid. Why is it not kavua midaraisa? The midaraisa mitzrafim nekala avazel shebekala batim. On a daraisa level, you would look at all of the geese altogether because they were all part of the original safek. It's only a din midarabanan that when chatichri l'skabit is parish, it's not going to become batim. V'kal echad muteris to beruba batim li'isrva kal motim. L'chein behafs meruba hamake lo hifsid. Yeah.
I understand why
No, I think what he's saying is because you've been poshet that suffix already. Meaning, to say that, to be counted in the cheshbin, it has to be something that you have a suffix about still.
But can I go in either direction? Or you could say we haven't been poshet because we still have a half over here.
Well, the, meaning, if you assume that you go with whatever was Porish, and that the other half goes, meaning, because we had three possibilities, right? Who was the Chalkas Mechokek and the Rebbe Rav Heschel, right? The three possibilities. So if you're assuming that whatever was parish, that's the one that's going to be the determinant, so then this half is going to have to, we're going to have to view it as if it's already nifshat. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so this is the din of kavua d'rabbanan. A gzeira on anything that is parush after its noda, even if it's not royal liskabed, that everything there is asir. So it's like an enormous chumrah, right? The idea of kavua midrabbanan. Right, this is the end of Sif Hei. Is it? And this leads right into Sivvav, but we're going to find a number of kulas related to Kavua Midrabanan. So first you have the Shach and Sivkat and Lamed Aleph. Kulas, exceptions, whatever you want to say. Right, this concept of Kavua Midrabanan has a lot of exceptions to it. So the Shach and Sivkat and Lamed Aleph says, let's see it inside also. The shach over there in Sivkata and Lamed Aleph. It's a little bit of a long shach. No, it's not a long shach. So the shach Sivkata and Lamed Aleph. Sheina kol bikin. Kosav abach, rei sivvav. Tahayinu taima. Kivin shata rovis b'makulin hu sharabim konim isham. Korov adavar l'taus. Masha einkein b'nis ariv kach liyachid b'beiso de'ein lahachmir. Whoa, so the shach says that if you bought a steak from a non-kosher store and then it got mixed with all the other meat in the freezer in your house, there's no gezeira. So the steaks in your freezer are also, but the hot dogs in your freezer are going to be mutter. Meaning, whatever, even though it could be that you bought all sorts of meat from that store, whatever is not ruil l'skabed is going to be mutter. Ratzalomar, af bi sheyesham gamkin chatichas ruil l'skabed, elahoros gedin chatich she'in ruil l'skabed debatel barova ad kan l'shono. Meaning, if the tarovas happened in a base hayachid, in an individual home, and not in a store, then it's going to be mutter. Not in a marketplace or something like that, then it's going to be mutter. So that's one significant kula. Another significant kula, in Simon Koval of Sivvav, talks about a tarovas with a chatichuri l'skabit. Shulchan Aruch says that a berry, a chatichuri l'skabit, is only not batel when they're still shalim. But if you chop them up or mash them up to the point that they lose their tzura, then they're going to be mutter. Even if they got crushed after it got mixed, even if it's after Noda Taroves, you're just not allowed to chop it up on purpose. If it was done deliberately, then it's Asr Lemarasek and Mushalav, V'chen Lemisha and Nisrasek B'Shvilav. But apparently, this other heter that you have now is that if the idea of Chatich Ruil Eskabed not becoming Batel, when you lost that Chatich Ruil Eskabed because it got chopped up and it no longer is a Chatich Ruil Eskabed, even if that happens after the fact, Bittel kicks back in. Bittel can kick back in. The third kul is in Sivvav. The Mechaber says that Bali Chayim and Shar Dvarim HaChashuvim Shenes Arvu Beheter She'enam Betelim, you have a Dover Chashuv gets mixed in with Heter, so it's not Batel, Afilu Be'elef. Afilu impirish echad min harov, achar shenoda taroves. Even if one of the rov is pirish after you already know about the taroves, asr. Meaning this kavod drabanan. Again, what happened? You have something that got mixed together. You have a davar chashuv that got mixed, so it's not batel. So okay, it's not batel, but then pirish. So you're going to say called the parish miruba parish. Still going to be asr. V'hu shefrisho b'miskavein. Aval pirish memela shari. Ooh, that's only if it was dafka that it was hufrash b'miskavin, that it was purposely hufrash. But if it just happened on its own, it's going to be mutter. So if in the butcher store you find a treif left leg, then whatever was pirish shalob b'miskavin after you found out about it is going to be mutter. The taz sifkan vav, the shachkan sifkan lam vav bring a lot of people who are cholkim on this. But certainly, Malcolm Efsa Maruba, the Achronim say you could be maker like this. That there's a difference between Pirish B'Miskavin and Pirish B'Shalom Miskavin. This Chumrah of Kavua D'Rabbanan, which again, the word Kavua doesn't really make sense for it, because the whole din of Kavua Midrabbanan means that even though it's called the Parish, even though it's a case of called the Parish, we're going to give it the Chumrah of Kavua. So that idea that when you have a Chatikuri L'Skavin in a Rove Heter, that we're going to give the even that which is parish, a chumrah of kavua, that's only if it was parish b'miskaving. Then the Ramah is a fourth kula. In Sivvav, the Ramah is a fourth kula. V'hado asr mefrisho b'miskaving. That which we say that if you're mafresh b'miskaving, it's kavua midrabanan. Hainu shelo pirish rak ma'at v'nisharu miktsas he'isurim b'mekoma. That's only if something is left in the original spot. Da'oz cheshinin shami yikach min ha'kavua gam ke. Because then I have to be concerned you might take from the kavua. I mean, it's a gzerim midrabanan atu kavua, but there's got to be a kavius left. Avlim nesmar shukulim b'yachad v'lo nisharu b'mekoma. U'bishas ha'kirasun pirishu k'tsas and osun shapirishu Oz mutarim. Rakshayim achronim asurim. What says Rama? You take that firecracker and you throw it into the barn, and all the kavua scatters all over the place. See, even though one of them was a balchayur and chatikuri l'skabir, I mean the aser one was a balchayur and chatikuri l'skabir or something like that, and therefore we're going to have this din of kavua drabban that even when it's piresh, it's going to be aser. But that's only if they leave something behind. But when they all scatter, says Rama, huge kula, when they all scatter, it's going to be mutter. Because it's called parsh miru parsh. Except for the last two. Because maybe you throw the firecracker in, and you know, like, some people are frightened more easily and some less easily. So some animals also. Some animals will immediately start running. I mean, Lahavdil, when the plane hit the tower in 9/11, there were some people. It was just more easygoing, and they were like, okay, we'll see what happens, we'll wait for instructions, we'll, you know, see if it... And there were some people, there was a guy that I heard speak once, that Rabbi Bashan's son, and I heard him speak once, he said he was working on the 100-something floor, or whatever, of the second tower, I think. As soon as the plane hit the first tower, he started running. And he was saved. Some people did that, some people didn't. They waited for instructions. So you'll have that with animals also, the Havdil. Right? The person takes a firecracker, there are 50 animals there, you throw it in, boom! So 10 of them go running, 20 of them go running, 30 of them go running, but then the last two, it's like still cracking, they're like, it doesn't look so safe. And then they leave. So the last two, says the Rama, are going to be Aser. Why are the last two going to be Aser? It's called the Parish Merubah Parish. So they should all be Mutter. Again, what was in the barn? It was 50 animals. Only one of them was not kosher. One of them was a psul of whatever it was, whatever the psul was. One of them was a psul. The rest of them are kosher. It's just called kavo kamechza mechzadami. But once it's parish, it was parish on its own. It's called the parish miru parish. But the last two are going to be yasser. Why the last two are going to be yasser? Because there's no rov anymore. It's one versus one. So that you're still going to say kavo midrabanan. So says the Rama. So that's the fourth leniency of the Rama. That if they all leave and there's nothing left, there's no kavua b'mekomo, then you don't have the din of kavua midrabanan. You have a very similar heter, is what we were just referring to before by Osav Espino. And also in Simen Nun Zayin Yardeh by Drusa, but let's say in Simen Tes Zayin. An animal that you can't shecht today gets mixed with other animals. Why can't I shecht today? I shechted its mom today, so I can't shecht it today. That's a din in the Torah. It gets mixed in with other animals. So there's one animal that's the offspring of a mother that was shechted today. The other 10 are perfectly good for shechita today. You throw a firecracker in, they all disperse. Only the last two to leave are going to be aser. And if there are no last two because they all run away at the same time, so they're all mutter. Called the parish Merubah Parish. So says the Rama. Comes along the Shach, Sivkat Lamed Zayin, on this last qualification, right? We said Vahoda Aser if you're Mafresh B'Meskavein, that's only when it's some of them that left. But if they all leave, then call the parish miru parish. Says the shach, habach tama al psak zev kasav sheinenu emes pekan. The Shulchan Aruch. The bach says this is wrong. Says the shach, and the bach is wrong. V'lo amad yosof daito. I don't know what the bach is talking about. I think the Rama is gevaldik. Divadei kan divrei harav amitiyim. The Rama is 100% right. Tarei harash v'kasav lehedya dinespazru kulim b'fanenu havi kishalom b'fanenu. That if they all scatter in front of us, it's the same as if it wasn't in front of us. Even though the Rashi only says that they happen to run away, but not that you're allowed to take from them, and cause them to run away. Well, what did he just tell us? He's performing a real stira over here. What did the Ramah say over here? What happened? I kept saying, how are they all nispazer? How did these 10 animals, how are they nispazer? I kept giving an example. What was the example I kept giving? How'd you get these animals to be nispazer?
Firecracker.
That's you. The Ramah didn't say that. The Ramah didn't say you did anything. The Ramah said, avalim nispar shukulan biyachad. They themselves, the animals themselves, just went on their way. That's when it's going to be mutter. But not that you're allowed to do it lechachila. Gamar Rav lo hisker kan shemutu lefashon lechachila. V'lo kamar al de'im ifrisha di'aved. Av lefrisha b'miskavi d'lo yada dike yisuru b'davar. Av agav d'pirshu lefenenu shar frisha b'miskavi mutter kivin d'espazu kula and chashu kipirshu shalom b'fenenu. You're not allowed to do this lechachila. If you did it, so then it works. The problem is, if I'm not mistaken, someone asks over here, I thought the Shach asks it. I thought someone asks over here that I think back in Siman Tes Zayin, it sounds like you're allowed to do lechatchila. That it's not just a din b'diavad. The Taz disagrees with the Shach. The Taz disagrees on two counts. He thinks it's even mutzal lechatchila, and he also thinks the Shach thinks it doesn't only apply to balichayim, that this applies to chatichos of basra as well. The Taz disagrees. The Taz says it applies only to Bali Chayim. Yeah, so the Taz disagrees on both of those points. So that's Machlok Shach and Taz. Now, if you assume like the Shach, who said that it's only B'diavad, right? They're not allowed to do this L'Chadchila. So why in Siman Tes Zayin, when we talk about Elsa Vespino, we say it's Mutal L'Chadchila? Right, when we talk about Elsa Vespino, you could throw the firecracker in and then your problem is solved. So the Aruch HaShulchan, it happens to be the Aruch HaShulchan's whole mahalich over here is a little shver, because the Aruch HaShulchan's mahalich is, this is what the Shach says, this is what the Taz says, this is why they're both wrong, and this is what I say. So that's like a little bit involved to get into that. But the Aruch HaShulchan says that you can only do it lechatchila when the Isser itself has an element of suffix. Meaning a treifa steak is an isser vadai. A pasula animal, a treifa animal is an isser vadai. Osav espino is kind of a suffik. It's not really a suffik because you're definitely not allowed to shechta today, but you are allowed to shechta tomorrow. So it's not like this solid isser. Like the other examples in Siman Nun Zayin by your drusa, an animal was trampled on or clawed. So is it a treifa? It's we have to treat it like a treifa. Is it a treifa? Maybe. Maybe not. The whole isser is only besafik when you have a drusa. So that's where we say, okay, since the whole isser is only besafik, l'chadchila, you could throw the firecracker in and be in the spaz of them and say that you're halichachar rov, called the parashmaru parashara. But when the isser is b'toras vada, like it is over here, that's why we're going to say, that's what the Aruch HaShulchan says. I think it's a very glatta chilik. Right? I mean, Osav Espino is an Isser Vaday, but it's Ki'ilu in Isser Safik, because I'm not going to shecht all the animals today. Right? I have 100 animals. One of them is a relative, is an offspring of a mother that was shechted today. There's no Isser Vaday, because if I shecht all of them, I'm not going to shecht all of them today. In a chinami, if I were to shecht all of my animals on my entire farm, yeah, I'd be in violation of an Isser. But I'm not going to shecht all the animals in my entire farm today. Eventually I will, but tomorrow they're all going to be mutter already anyway. So there's no isser vadai in that case. That's why you're allowed to do it l'chadchila. You're allowed to be mispazer them l'chadchila. You can throw the firecracker in l'chadchila. There is another more practical, not practical, but more familiar application of these rules. And this will be the last thing we do today in Yeridaya. Hopefully we'll do many, many more things. The Shulchan Aruch Paskins, in Or Chaim, in Hilchos Shabbos, Simin Shin Chav Tes, we talk about Pikuach Nefesh. So Shulchan Aruch Paskins, very logically, Ein Holchin B'Pikuach Nefesh Achar Rov. Right? That's pretty much how we've lived this entire year. In Hochem Pikuach Nefesh Acharov, even a Safek, Speksveka of Pikuach Nefesh, we're always careful about. So you save a life no matter what. So Shulchan Aruch gives an example. Afilu hayu tes of the kochavim v'Yisrael le'achad b'chatzer. You have 9 of the kochavim and 1 Yisrael in a chatzer. You know, you have an NBA team in a few years from now, right? And the LA Times is right, and Ryan is on a, you know, NBA team. You saw that? Anyone see that? Yeah, okay. So you have an NBA team, right? So you have 9 of the kochavim. I'm assuming there's not going to be another Jew, right? And you have... And you have 1 Yisrael on the in the mix. Upirish echad mein lechatzer acheres, and 1 team member, someone you know, had gone to another chatzer. V'nafal lav mapolas, and the wall caved in on him. Can you go and start digging him out to save his life? Again, leaving aside the morality and, you know, whether we save of the chavim. We're in lamdas right now, so don't, you know. Okay. Mefakhid. You save his life. Why? Kivin shenishar kviyus b'mekama, because the kviyus is still there. So, if the kviyus is still there, you say called the. You don't say called the parish meru parish. It's called kavod kmechzal mechzadami, and therefore, you don't assume that he's an akum. It's like mechzal mechzal, so you save the life, even if it involves chilul Shabbos. The next halacha, avlim nekru kulan. But if they all left. They all scattered, and one of them went to this chatzer, and then nafal alav mapolas, ein mefakchin alav. Why ein mefakchin alav in that case? He wouldn't save him if they all left, because what did we just say? That if they all scatter, then you don't have that din of kol kavua, that kavua midrabana. Then you go back to kol the parish, meruba parish. And what was the rov? The rov was akum. And Rav Akum, you don't save the life. The Halacha says, if they all went together into the same chatzer, that's still called kavua. That's not parish yet. But that's, you know, a little bit of a surprising... I mean, it's straight from the Gemara. The Gemara says, Hadir Frishu Mitzasan, Hadir Frishu Kulan. But it's exactly, meaning this is an exact application of our case, no? Of what the Rama is saying over here. That we have this din called Kavu Midrabanan. Kavu Midrabanan tells me that when you have something that can't be batel on in Bimakomo, even when it's parish, you have a davar chashuv that does not become batel Bimakomo, like a human being, even when it's parish, we still say it's Kemechza al Mechza. But if Kulam Prushim, if you throw the firecracker in and they're all parish, then you viter go baser the rov. The kavua derab, meaning on a daraisa level, we should have said that it's called the parish meru parish anyway.
And don't save him. Don't violate Shabbos.
And don't save him. Don't violate Shabbos. But now we're going to allow a chil Shabbos based on a kavua derabanan. Yeah, it's a good question. Why do we allow that? I don't know. That's a good question. You've got to look at it. I don't know. It comes out, it's like very strange. Meaning, statistically, the whole thing is very strange. Right? If 60 non-Jews and 40 Jews, and they're all parish, right? You can't be Mechal Shabbos, because you say, go Basarov. 10,000 non-Jews, 1 Jew, and 1 guy goes into the next chatzer, kol kavua kamechza al mechza yimechal Shabbos. It's a little weird. Meaning, statistically, it doesn't work. Obviously, it doesn't. I mean, the whole thing kavua and parish doesn't work. But like, it's I guess it's less bothersome when you're talking about the kashas of a piece of meat, and a little more so when you're talking about chil shabbos and pikuach nefesh and saving a life. But again, I'm just trying to demonstrate over here that these halachos are not just tarovis halachos. You know, these principles of kavua and rov, and they're very, very complicated. And they apply in Dalit Chelkei Shulchan Aruch. They apply everywhere. They apply in Ebenezer. Tinok Mushlach. You find a baby in a city. Is the baby Jewish? Is the baby not Jewish? They rove. And is there Kavua? And is Mechzal Mech? I mean, you have this all over the place. In the Mishabur over there, in Shin Chavtas, in Shabbos, quotes the Ebenezer case of Tinok Mushlach. So you have in your day, you have in Ebenezer, you have in Chashmish, but also it's all over the place. So anyway, okay, so that's going to be it for today for Simon Kof Yud. And we move on to easier stuff after Pesach. But enjoy your Chazara week. And have a great day. Great Shabbos, everybody.